This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. If you are a company that employs more than 100 people, you gotta require them to get vaccinated or test them every week. That's one of several new rules President Biden announced Thursday. Altogether, these rules would cover as many as 100 million Americans. Now, a lot of companies already require vaccination of at least some of their workers. Take, for example, United Airlines. Earlier this week, United tightened its policy even further. It said that employees who were exempt from the company's vaccine mandate for religious reasons would be put on temporary unpaid leave. Marketplace's Carolyn Champlin has more.
The policy will probably be challenged in court, according to UC Hastings law professor Dorit Rice.
It's not exactly firing the people who have religious objections, but it's a very high burden on them and a very serious sanction on them.
Rice says courts would likely look to see if United was reasonably accommodating to these employees, and the risk to customers and staff would also be considered. Yale Health Policy Professor Jason Schwartz says, considering the COVID-19 Delta variant, the policy is an understandable revision to the company's original mandate.
Air travel is such a vehicle from areas where there's high transmission to areas of low transmission.
This is the strictest mandate that Laura Boudreau with the Columbia Business School has seen so far.
This will be another kind of potential turning point in terms of how far we'll expect to see other employers go with their policies.
She says the future of individual airlines could come down to the success of their policies. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.